How do we read and understand the Bible? Well, let's don't read the Bible straight through. Let's don't read it like a book. Don't say, well, I'm going to read X number of chapters per day. To do that, we're reading too fast. Most of the time, we don't understand what we're reading. It's the amount of reading is the success, not learning what we're reading. Does that make sense? So don't say we're going to do that. What I would do, I would start with the Gospels. I would start with the Gospels. The Gospel of Mark is the oldest Gospel that we have, and it's the most simple reading. The books 1st and 2nd Thessalonians are a little bit deeper theologically, but they are the oldest books that we have. Matter of fact, they're older than some of the Old Testament books that we have. 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. Next, I would go to the Acts of the Apostles and the formation of the church. That's what that is. Genesis, Exodus, the book of Psalms would get some poetry in there. The hymns of the Hebrew people is what the Psalms are. If you don't understand something, skip it and go on. Skip it and go on. Then as you grow in your faith and experience life a little bit, you can come back to the harder passages and reread them and see if you understand them better. Savor small chunks, one story at a time. Listen for God. As you read, you must remember that even though the Bible is inspired by God, even though God prompted the writers' hearts and spoke to them, they lived in a specific time and place. They lived in a specific society and culture. Many things that we wrestle with in the Scriptures can be attributed to the historical setting of the writers. When you sit down to devotionally read the Bible, one, begin with a prayer, something like this. Gracious God, I'm reading this scripture to learn about you and to learn about myself. Fill me now, God. Give me understanding and wisdom. Amen. I made that up right then. It doesn't have to be anything deep or theological. Just say a prayer asking God to come into your life and open your heart and your mind. Next, begin to read. Sounds kind of silly, but sometimes we forget to do that. The clock is ticking, right? Keep a notebook handy. You know, sometimes I've noticed God is, now when I say this, I don't mean physically talking, but I just know that this is one thing that I need to do. When God talks to me, kind of that's what how I feel, I just know. You know what I'm saying? And I've learned that if I walk from here to there to get a pad and paper, I'll go, now, what was that again? Anybody else do that? I mean, I do that with Jamie, and it's hard enough there. I got to write everything down, let alone when God talks to me, I really got to write things down, right? At least Jamie will remind me what it was she told me. So get a notebook. Also, one other thing along those lines, I have the type of brain that just, when I sit down early in the morning, I am clicking off my list of to-dos for the day. And if I don't get those out of my head, I'm going to be thinking about that rather than focusing on God. So I try to write those down in that notebook so I don't have to worry about them anymore. You understand what I'm saying? So that's another handy thing about that notebook. All right, when you do sit down and read, and you ask God to open up your heart and your mind, ask these four questions. Why was this story recorded? Why was it important to the early Christians? Why was it important to the Hebrew people? Next, what does this passage teach about God? What does this passage teach about humanity? What does this passage teach about me? All right, so what's up with the Bible? This Bible is not a what? Science book. It's not a history book, nor is it one book, but the Bible is a book about God. It is a book about God's relationship with humanity. It's a book about humanity as well, right? And it's a book that is meant to positively shape us. It's a book that's meant to positively shake us. Remember what Paul wrote to Timothy. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient equipped for every good work. Amen? Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this 66-book thing that we call the Bible. We thank you for all the experiences that are written into this Bible. And we thank you for all that we can glean from it, God, as we read it and allow it to shape our lives, Lord. So many positive and negative things happen in this Bible. And we just ask for your wisdom as we read it, Lord. Give us your will through it. Guide us and direct us. Dear God, protect us from the world that we live in. In Jesus' holy name, amen.